Hey everybody, this is Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast. I want to tell you about my friends over at Music Record Shop. Find them right here in St. Louis, Missouri, in the Grand Center area, in the Dot Zach building. Go over, check it out, come by and visit them. You can go by or visit online, shop 24/7 at musicrecordshop.com. Be sure to follow along with Music Record Shop on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. They're giving away tickets and records and all kinds of fun stuff throughout the day. So get involved, shop local, support local business. They got a lot of cool stuff going on. So you can also reach out if you have a local band you want to get your records on the shelf over there. Reach out and see how you can make that happen. Again, musicrecordshop.com.
Podcast is kind of like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Hello.
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 Hey!
We are the Cinema Story.
You're listening to Rock Paper Podcast.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri, hanging out in a Denny's.
Yes.
Hey, with the guys of Cinema Story again. Hey, yes. Welcome back to the show, guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is fun. Anybody that's been following the show, we did one of these in a Denny's previously. That was like April 2016.
It was a couple years ago.
It's been a while, yeah.
Yeah, been a bit.
Same booth, though.
Yeah, same exact spot.
Oddly enough, this is only the third weirdest thing I've done in a Denny's.
Oh, yeah.
So I can't talk about the other two.
But we have a new face with us this time. So, yeah, you guys want to introduce yourselves and for those listening.
I'm Keith.
Hey, I'm Brennan. I play drums in the Cinema Story.
And I'm Andrew, and I also play drums in the Cinema Story. But I also play guitar, and I sing sometimes.
All right. Well, since we last spoke on the show, you guys have done a little lineup change.
Yes.
And stuff. So we got, Andrew's joined now, and we got some new material. We got some new songs coming out. Mm-hmm. We got some shows. We got a lot happening. Busy. Yeah. Busy time of the year for you guys.
Yeah.
It's a long time coming.
We finally finished our EP, five songs?
Right? Six, five? Yeah, five.
Five songs?
Five and a half.
Yeah.
Just enough to tie people over while we're working on the full album.
Yeah,
which is going to be fucking awesome.
We're already demoing for that, so that's cool.
So,
yeah, man.
You know, a little more mature, a little different vibe.
A little bit.
You know,
and it's still the same Cinema Story at the same time,
right?
And that's cool. That's the coolest part about it.
Yeah, man. I think the first new song you guys released was James Cameron, right?
Yes.
Yep.
So that was kind of the lead single off this upcoming EP.
Yes.
And I heard that. I had Aaron Shea on the show a while back, and she shared that with me and on her episode, and I was like, man, this, you know, it really sounds great. Especially like hearing again that maturity, I guess you like,
yeah,
it, as
yeah,
you
yeah,
said,
yeah.
like
so
as you guys have evolved over the time from your previous recordings. Mm-hmm. You know, definitely you can hear a lot of growth in there.
Yeah.
And the new song, James Cameron, sounds great. It's fun follow along to the word, the lyrics in it and everything else.
Right, that's kind of what we wanted with something, or at least when I like wrote it, that's what I imagined in my head, was something that like everyone could kind of like learn a different part to. And,
yeah.
You know,
it's fun.
Do like a little round, like, you know, school of music style.
Yeah. Sing along.
Yeah,
or sound of music, not school of music. Sound of music.
I love sound of music.
Right. Put a nice Titanic themed atmosphere to the song.
Yes. No. Yeah, it's never a bad idea to name your song after
one of the greatest
award-winning director
of all
time, James
Cameron. Yeah. I
iceberg head, I said, brace myself, but all I heard were the sounds of hearts being broken everywhere. Look straight ahead, you said, take my hand and don't look down. This could all just fall apart, but we don't care. I'd swim the ocean for you. Just say what I need to do. Please help me save you from yourself. Cause if this ship's going down, just take my hand and we'll jump. Cause if we don't live safe and sound, they won't come searching for us. And if this world gets too dark, we'll just turn on the lights. If I don't make it to the shore, at least you're with me tonight. Take the fall or go down swinging, but we're not letting go till you decide. There near the water's edge, I see you shaking and contemplating, but you don't have to be alone tonight. I'd swim the ocean for you, just say what I need to do. Please help me save from yourself. Cause if this ship's going down, just take my hand and we'll jump. Cause if we don't live safe and sound, they won't come searching for us. And if this world gets too dark, we'll just turn on the light. If I don't make it to the shore, at least you're with me tonight.
Disaster.
And I did find it funny that that you guys have all James Cameron films, and that you chose that one.
But I mean, that's the best.
Brendan wasn't even born when that
movie came out.
Actually, when were you born?
I was born in 96.
Oh, okay.
When did it come out?
99, wasn't it?
97.
Was it 97? Yeah. So Brendan was barely born when Titanic came out.
Yeah, blah.
But a song about Avatar would have been bullshit.
So. Right.
That's true. It was a boring movie.
There we go.
Thank you so much.
Got it. And then they got your white toast. This is just a few more seconds on that.
All right. Thank you so much.
Did you get hush puppies?
Oh, jeez.
All right. Thank you.
I brought cider ranch with those just in case.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm in your way.
Thank you. Oh.
All right, and all you can eat. Yes. And then do we need some more water, hot chocolate, or Coke?
Can I get some water?
Water would be great.
Yeah, I could do some water as well.
I'm good at the moment.
All right,
thank
sounds
you.
Good.
Thank you, ma'am.
See, this is the great thing about being at a Denny's and doing a podcast interview, because you know, it's like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going
to
get.
I listen to a lot of podcasts, and the one thing I always wish is that I could hear someone eating pancakes more.
Yeah.
For real.
I mean, that's pretty much the consensus of it.
I think so.
Hey, Brennan, how is your food?
People always write in.
It's
hey,
very exquisite.
Can you guys have more
is
people
it
eating?
Good?
Yeah. Can we hear more lip smacking?
Oh,
like...
God, it's so good.
I did one of these with my friends, the Manus Brothers, and they ordered pizza.
Oh, ooh. Yeah.
And then the whole show turned into talking about pizza for about a half an hour. Just,
damn.
Talking about the pizza we were eating.
That's
and frozen pizzas and everything else. So yeah. It was pretty awesome.
That might
so
be an idea for my my podcast.
Yeah.
He wants pizza cast.
Yeah.
He wants
pizza.
To start a pizza / political podcast.
Pizza
it's called it's called a piece of the pie. No, I do.
Pizza the pie?
A pizza the pie.
Yeah.
And I talk about pizza and bitch about Donald Trump.
Ooh, yeah.
What was Spaceballs?
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Pizza the Hut.
Pizza the Hut.
Oh, thank you.
Didn't he at the end of the movie just eat himself to death?
Probably.
I think you're thinking
of the movie 7.
I tell you what, though, these pancakes.
Do you want a pancake?
Oh, well, I'll be getting some.
Okay.
I'll be
chowing
down here soon. But speaking of James Cameron,
yes.
You guys are working on a official music video.
Yes,
for
we are. Yeah. Sarah Vessel was kind enough to record at our last concert. We played at the Firebird, and so she got action footage of us. She got behind the scenes footage of it. You know, she's gonna mix it all together for us. We're pretty excited about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's supposed to come out soon.
It's
yeah.
really gonna be
yeah.
cool.
We'd like to. We're doing this thing called Cinema Sundays. Where every Sunday until the EP release on January 7th, we're going to release like a video or a clip, you know what I mean? Just like a little thing. We're hoping that could be like one of the big
studio
Cinema Sundays, you know what I mean? Is like the video release and kind of
if our drummer remembers to do it.
If Brennan remembers to do it, yeah, he didn't do it this Sunday.
I forgot.
But,
a little busy. Yeah.
It was the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. Right. He was off. So
we'll give him a break.
He has yeah. no excuse.
But yeah, so that we want to release that. You know, every month we had a single come out, and we have a video. Then by January, everyone will be just super hyped.
Yeah.
I hope.
You know what I mean? Or they'll be like, fuck, we're so tired of these guys.
Yeah. Stop.
You know?
That, so it's all live. Not, we're not going to have anybody...
No actors.
No drawing any French girls or anything.
Oh,
you know what?
I wish we would have thought of
I
that.
I don't know if it's too late to green screen me onto a door floating out in like a pool or something.
Why don't we just not green screen it and you'll act like I'll draw you more like a French girl.
Yeah. Okay.
I think that would actually be really cool.
I actually think my breasts are more supple than Kate Winslet's.
Actually,
so.
Oh my lord.
Even if it doesn't make the video when we get back.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
We'll have to practice, of course.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna isolate that audio for you and make a ringtone.
Hell yeah!
The supple breast part.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, these sausage links are
amazing. Dude, did you guys
see?
This is kind of on topic. James Cameron today, what like 20 years after that movie came out, he like released a statement today, like defending his choice to not let Jack get up on the chest or whatever the piece of wood. And it's like, dude, like...
Well, the movie wouldn't have been the same.
20 years later, dude, you should be over it by now.
Yeah.
Well,
everybody else is.
But I guess everyone else isn't over either, yeah.
It's still like, yeah.
Well, yeah, that just happened like today, so I feel like he was trying to give us like free press.
Oh, it could have been. He was like, oh my God, I'm getting famous again.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Well, I was like, why are they tweeting my name so much?
Well, and the movie is back in theaters again.
This is a perfect timing.
Right.
I know, I want to go see it.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. No, I don't mean that. I mean for like a
no,
single
I mean,
release.
I do want to go see
well,
it.
Well, yeah.
I mean, as if that movie hasn't made enough money already.
Right, no, true. Shit.
I think James Cameron is the only movie director who's a billionaire.
I don't know about that.
I'm probably. It's probably very.
What?
I mean, think so. Yeah.
His even network, Steven Spielberg.
And
yeah. His.
You don't think?
You're talking about just like his network.
I mean, he made
James
E.T.
Cameron. Like James
Steven
Cameron.
Spielberg made E.T.
I know, but James Cameron's net worth is well over a billion. One point Chong.
Yeah, well, I mean sure that Steven Spielberg does as well.
I mean, Avatar alone made.
And Christopher Nolan, he's got to be up there.
Oh yeah,
the Avatar films are gonna get him George even Lucas? More rigor.
Yeah, George Lucas. Well, I don't know
his work with. What the hell did he do? Star Wars, right?
What the fuck, Vernon? Get out of here.
That's how much I love cinema that I don't.
Our band's called The Cinema Story, and you don't know anything about movies.
All right.
It's a filler name.
Yeah. You, is that,
good ham?
Yeah, ham. So we got that available. It's,
yes,
everywhere now.
Yeah,
iTunes.
Yeah, it's
on iTunes.
Spotify.
And,
basically, any music platform you can think of,
stuff like that.
But in November now, we just leaked another brand new tune. And this one's called Front Door.
Yes.
Yep.
And I listened and I was trying to, because, you know, and even though it's titled James Cameron and, you know, there are loose references to Titanic, obviously, in there, but it's not like directly, you know.
It's not necessarily about Titanic, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But so I tried listening to Front Door and seeing if maybe that trend continued. If there was a movie somewhere in those lyrics of some sort, and I couldn't really, I couldn't find anything. I didn't know if you guys, if there was anything inspired cinema wise for that, or if that was just if that trend was going to continue.
No, not really.
Yeah.
That one's just real.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's just more of a. I don't know. I'll let Keith. If Keith wants to tell what it's about.
I mean,
I'll let Keith tell what it's about.
You know, it's just about. I guess losing somebody?
Yeah.
You
know?
every day. Do it almost every day. I'm walking up to the front door. You're still not here with me. I wrote your name on some things just to keep your memory.
I didn't get creative with that
water
name.
Water and syrup, please.
Water and syrup, like, mixed together?
No.
Or, like, syrup. Okay, so
yeah,
just...
this is mine. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Just syrup.
Just syrup, okay.
Thank you so much.
I mean, that's what
thank
it sounded
you.
Like. So.
It did sound like that.
Mixed together.
You did say water and syrup. Like, it sounded like...
It sounded really close together.
Yeah.
I'll have sugar water.
Hell yeah. What is this, Men in Black? Yeah.
He's actually a hummingbird. He only drinks water and sugar.
Yeah.
So, sorry.
Yes, front door.
Yeah, a few of them are like that, but like that one's not.
It's about, like he said, like losing somebody and looking back on it, looking
just
forward.
Thinking about what
it'd
be like right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I know. This is also now available.
Yes.
On Bandcamp and everything.
It is. Yes.
Again, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music.
Yeah, we're on the line.
We're on the line. We're waiting on those cash checks to roll in, so...
Yeah, man.
You start getting royalties.
Yeah.
Pop that bitch in a mutual fund. Watch it rise.
All right. Sorry about that.
Fine. Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you very much. Can you imagine if you pour syrup all over his beautiful condenser mic? He'll literally murder you in this Denny's.
He's watching you closely.
Wouldn't have been the first time I killed a man in Denny's.
Right? It won't be the last.
Hell yeah.
So we got some shows coming up.
Yes.
You can see The Cinema Story live on December 5th off-Broadway with Rookie of the Year.
Rookie of the Year.
There it is.
Yeah. Actually, two members of the Rookie... Or excuse me,
of the rookies.
Two members of Rookie of the Year are playing like solo acoustic sets.
Yep.
And so it'll be those two, us, Katie Middleton.
Kate Upton's playing. Yeah.
I wish.
But
Kate
the
Upton
point is,
playing.
It's not your regular Rookie of the Year show.
So. Yeah, it's gonna be awesome.
It's gonna be real chill, laid back,
a little bit more intimate.
Yeah. Well,
we'll be naked.
Off Broadway is a beautiful room. It's a beautiful space to see.
Nice neat.
Yeah.
Just like this, I heard like the scenery of Off Broadway is just really chill. Really represents the St. Louis scene in a way. Just like the inside of it. It just kind of makes you look in there and goes, "That's pretty neat."
Yeah.
Is it literally Off Broadway?
It literally is Off Broadway.
Okay.
Yeah. Not a clever name.
No.
It's perfectly fine. Yeah. It's perfectly fine.
Yeah. If I would just walk in there and be like, how neat is that?
People ask where it is, and I'm like, well, it's off Broadway.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, shit, okay.
Yeah. Broadway and Limp.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
That was Andrew's nickname in high school.
That was. Yeah. That was old Broadway and Limp.
Yeah.
They just shortened it to Limp for short.
Well, I know.
I'd like to say it's because I had a bum leg, but we all know what it really was.
Like, old Snoop Dogg once said, I walk with a limp because my nut's heavy, right?
Yes, it's exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Boy.
The words of the late, great Ronald Reagan, let's fucking do this.
Just late, not great.
The dead Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, fuck the guy.
Speaking of which, also related, we're starting a Cinema Story political podcast.
Yeah.
Called
Andrew. Andrew and I.
Yes, it's called Fuck Donald Trump. With the Cinema Story. So, look for that on MySpace.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
All the relevant social media websites.
Stitcher.
I'm on Stitcher.
I know. I like Stitcher.
Bebo. You know? I don't think I was alive when Bebo came out.
It came out
2005?
I don't know what Bebo is.
I think you made that up.
It's
how do you know?
Bebo, I used to have a Bebo.
You just said you weren't alive when it was out.
I know. I was making a joke of me being young.
I didn't. I mean, I really thought that you weren't alive.
Now I gotta look up when Titanic came out. I really thought it was 1999.
I thought it was 97.
It was 97.
When did Titanic come out?
1997, Andrew.
Okay.
Which Titanic?
In a storm.
The ship.
Titanic was released November 1st, 1997.
God damn it.
You're I'm right, so fuck you, Andrew.
Siri knows all.
Mm-hmm. And for a while.
Rookie of the Year also features my friend Jeff Nations, who's been on the show a couple times.
And,
now
coming home.
Now drumming,
He's playing solo that night, too.
Yeah.
He's a great singer-songwriter, man. He's a real talented guy, whatever he's doing. Whether it's behind the drums or with guitar or whatever, so he's be cool.
Yeah, I'm excited to see those guys like broken up like that.
Yeah,
stripped down, right. So to speak.
Whoa. Yeah. Is that good?
Oh God, it's so good. But no, yeah,
we got another one.
Yes, this is a big one.
Big one.
The big one.
Did not.
That was probably really loud in your ear.
January 7th at the Firebird.
Yes.
What the fuck is this?
With. don't put it on my. No, dude, they're going to.
I forgot.
They're going to put my.
It's just a potato.
Never ending pancakes on here.
No, they get you a new plate. It's unsanitary. You use the same one.
That one just bring out a.
No, they bring out a plate of pancakes.
Oh, okay.
She just carries them out with her hand and just sucks
them. I don't know why I thought that's what was going to happen, but I did.
Now you can ask.
It's either a prune or a really burnt up french fry.
I think it's a burnt up french fry. Sorry.
Yeah, it's a big one. January 7th at the Firebird.
Your boys in the Cinema Story are going to release a brand new EP.
It's called
We All Need Something to Believe In EP.
Yes. And actually, if you pre-order the EP, you get a signed picture of my face.
Actually, you know what we should do?
But it's not my signature.
When we do that French Girls drawing?
Yes!
You get a
free poster of Keith's drawing of me like a French girl.
You know what we'll actually
supple breasts.
We're just gonna
my supple breasts.
We're just going to give those out that night if you go. Because I don't want anybody to miss out on that.
If that isn't, like, the next t-shirt idea, I'll tell you that.
Man, dude. It might be.
That's $1 million idea.
Or just, like the foggy car window with, like, my handprints up on it.
Oh, yeah. We can do that when we get back to
Each palm says, Cinema Story. But,
oh, yes! Each palm says, The Cinema Story.
Damn. I like it.
We might have to just delete this podcast, though, since all these great ideas are coming out of here.
We're going to be giving them away to everybody. Right. No.
Yeah, everyone's going to steal our ideas.
We're going to have to cut this part out of
Can you trademark this?
Yeah. Hashtag trademark. There we go. It's done.
TM. But no, it's going to be a fun time. We're going to have pre-orders up shortly for the EP. If you're not satisfied with it, if you absolutely hate the EP, you didn't think it was what
you
were.
Then you just made a $40 donation to
us. We'll write you a $10 check, go to your house, we'll do your dishes, we'll even tuck you in. We're that satisfied that you're going to like it.
Yeah. Or if you like it a lot, then Brennan will do those same things.
Yes.
and even took you in.
And give you $10.
So buy you a $10 check.
Like us.
Wait, but anyways, I was trying to say just play with them. Beginning January, secondary, the last stanza, an unfortunate trend.
And as we are.
As we are, and then us. That's six.
Yeah.
You guys just played with As We Are over the weekend,
on
right?
Saturday. Yeah.
They did.
Very good show. Yeah, Andrew. Andrew didn't show.
I had to work at 4 a.m. and I was not about that life. Daddy needs to sleep.
That was with Agitate the Airwaves?
Yes. Yep. Yeah. Travis Corley? Yeah.
Yeah. Correct.
I just had Travis on the show. Talking about that party and stuff.
Inception.
Great guy.
I heard that.
Yep. I'd like to collaborate with my other local podcasters stuff. So yeah,
nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. But yeah, shout out to Travis and Agitate the Airwaves. Get check out his show. Yeah, he's doing good things. But yeah, I don't know them. They're
yes,
really good.
Thank you. He put that prune on my plate. I don't know what that is.
I think it's a fry.
But Forgetting January are good friends of the show. I love those guys.
Those guys are good.
Yeah.
And they always come out to support. That's always fun.
Yeah. Yeah, especially for being like an hour away, too. Like
right?
They're always at all the shows.
Yeah.
So I like seeing that you guys are all dedicated to making the trip in to St. Louis and stuff.
Absolutely.
And it helps support other bands. And in the end, that's what it's about. It's what the scene's about. It's what any music scene's about. It's just all bands helping each other. Just. Yeah. Loving what they're doing, you know what I'm saying?
Everybody love everybody.
Yes. Yeah. And even if you,
it's not a competition.
If someone's listening to this podcast right now and they're like, I don't really give a fuck about that EP, at least, still come out and hang out and listen to the other bands.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I don't know why you'd be listening to a podcast about us and you don't care about our EP.
Maybe it was an accident. Like,
exactly.
Autoplay and they ran out of skips or something.
And like you're in the shower and you're like, oh fuck, I can't turn it off.
Oh, man. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like when you're in the shower and you can't turn your music off?
Yes.
You acted weird about it.
How long is your shower? I mean, like.
Who hasn't been there, you know?
I don't know. Yeah.
I
guess.
Like long enough that if I was.
I don't know. You shouldn't take your phone in the bathroom with you when you shower because the
you put it in a little zip-up plastic baggie and makes it waterproof so you can take it into the shower. And
but then I can't hear it.
No, even if you have it in the bathroom.
Oh, in the shower. Actually, in the shower.
Plastic bag.
No, the steam. Even is enough to set off the indicator in your phone.
Discombobulate.
I don't know what
phone.
That means.
I don't either. He doesn't know what an indicator is.
He works at Cricket.
You're just trying to sound smart because you work at Cricket.
You can come by phone.
Oh, wait, are we allowed to say Cricket on the podcast?
I don't know.
Cricket TM.
I actually work at a Cricket authorized retailer.
Oh, okay.
I think I have to say that.
So we have all the rights in the world.
Cricket, proud sponsor of Rock Paper Podcast.
Oh, can we. Today's sponsor is Indochino. Or how that
suits.
Yeah, Cricket, where's that
way
sponsorship at?
Yeah, Blue Apron. I always want to call it. Every time I'm listening to Pod Save America and they say Blue Apron, I think they're going to say Black Betty for some reason.
That doesn't. Like, I don't even get it.
I don't know.
Better way to cook. Yeah,
either. Like the song? I don't know.
Wow.
Jesus
Christ, dude. That was uncalled for, Brent.
That helps keep it entertaining. I could take it or leave it.
You should voice it and crack
So anyway.
True.
Hey, third!
Thanks, shitter.
Gosh.
So where'd you guys end up recording this EP?
Oh, yes.
Stonegate Studios.
Stonegate Studios. We only say it like that because...
There's a watermark.
There's a watermark on all our songs.
So anytime
we
hear mixes,
to steal
it's like Stonegate Studios.
I'm just kidding. We didn't really try to steal
like, yeah, when we got our first mixes back...
He does, like, a vocal watermark on him.
Yeah, like, every minute or so, just that was placed
Stone
in
Gate
there.
Studios.
And it's embedded in our heads, because we just
like, it's weird to hear this. Like,
again.
It's weird to hear James Cameron without...
A watermark.
The watermark.
And it's gone, but you can still hear the watermark. It's just embedded in... It's embedded in your head at that point, so it can't go away.
But it was Corey Stanfield.
Corey Stanfield.
Yeah.
He's in Farmington. So, a little shorter drive this time.
Worth the money. Worth the time.
Worth the labor.
Worth the labor. He did the hard part. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah.
We just had to show up and play songs that we played for...
I did the hard part.
All this time.
On all of his instruments.
And we're obviously all perfect at our instruments.
Yeah.
Including our voices.
That's true.
Yeah, boy.
Especially that end part on James Cameron.
True.
that the little solo Andrew does at the end.
Oh yeah, yeah. If you haven't listened to all of James Cameron yet, like after about 30 seconds at the end, I have a solo note that I hit, and it's awesome.
We were doing the woes for that song, and all of a sudden Andrew just bust out in the high thing, and we just thought to keep it. But that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
So we had to do another take after that one.
Yeah, I completely ruined it, but it was really cool.
All out of that.
Yeah, how was that whole process?
It was fun. I think the funnest part for me personally was the group vocals, mainly because I just ate like half a bag of pork rinds before I'm belting
you
my voice.
You really did, actually.
Dude, it was impressive.
They had to turn around because they kept laughing at each other.
Yeah. That's the one thing that all group... Okay, now... Let's just set shit straight right now, okay?
Straight.
When you're doing group vocals, no matter who's doing it, where you're doing it, everybody's just gonna bust out laughing for no fucking reason.
I did
because
until you guys did.
Because Brendan would
just close my eyes.
Just looking,
and I was like,
looking at you guys. You guys didn't do anything. Just looking at you guys just makes me.
And then your squeaks.
Where?
Or was it Andrew? So one of you guys were squeaking one time.
It was probably me.
I think it might have been Brennan.
It probably was me.
I think you squeaked at one point.
I always do, you know what I'm saying? Like, hell, on the last radio interview, you know, on the U, first words that come out of my fucking mouth, and I squeak like I just turned 14.
Aaron goes, so when's your next show? And Brennan goes, August 3rd!
August 15th.
Or what? Yeah.
August 15th.
You're gonna quote
with Rogue and you.
If you're gonna quote me, then quote the exact quote, okay?
God damn, this is so much pancakes.
I told you.
Never ending, man.
It's all you can eat for a reason, Andrew. All you can eat.
You better keep eating.
I'm broke. This might be the only thing I eat the rest of the week.
There you go. Anyway, yeah, we worked with Corey this time.
Yes.
So we were able to do pre-production and stuff like that.
Yeah.
This time. Plus, we already made our demos prior to this one, so we took a lot more time. And I think it shows too.
Yeah, man.
And Corey was very involved in the producing part of it, you know.
Sure.
He gave us tips that we wouldn't have thought of on our own, and he had an unbiased ear. You know what I mean? Because there was stuff that we liked that we're like, oh, that sounds cool, but then he's kind of like, yeah, but it won't sound cool when you record it.
Right.
You know?
Do you guys feel there's like one thing in particular that you learn, especially doing this one, or compared to previous recordings and stuff, or anything?
Yeah, taking our time.
I mean, not rushing.
We rushed everything we've ever done, because we were just excited to get it out.
That's why I had a kid when I was 19.
Rushed everything.
Well, I meant recording wise.
Oh yeah, okay.
But yeah, I think next time we are, like I said, we're already working on. We got demos already for our new full length, which we'll be, you know, doing the same thing this time, so we can, you know, make it better.
Yeah. Very cool.
They're pretty cool songs, too.
Yeah.
They are pretty cool songs. I'll give us that.
Yeah, I think they're pretty cool songs, too.
I like them. I think that's all that matters.
I like them a lot. They're pretty neat songs. Wow.
Oh, sorry, Shane.
Wow. There's also samples of that in there.
Yeah. We one of our new demos. They go by numbers because all of them are untitled. But I believe
we're just gonna use famous producers from now on. Though, so
yeah.
Basically, right before
Steven Spielberg,
Harvey
Weinstein's talking about right.
Right before a mini, breakdown on one of our new demos, it gets very silent, and it says "Wow," and then bass drop. Fucking, you know, big pop punk breakdown, and then the demo after that, it got silent, and then the guy from Step Brothers who went pow, no, it's that guy.
He makes an appearance in there.
Yeah, he makes an appearance featuring Powell.
Featuring Rob Riggle.
Rob Riggle. Yeah.
That's his name. All right.
Yeah, that guy.
Is the wow?
Are you saying Powell?
Is the wow Keanu Reeves?
No, it's
I wish it was Owen
the one
Wilson.
Guy that goes
wow.
On the YouTube. Wow.
His name's Eddie Wally. He died a
you?
Few years ago.
Oh my god.
That's going to be our next sample.
It might be. We're messing around with doing like a cover album, and we were covering Just Like Heaven by The Cure, and he just kept doing, yoo hoo.
have you ever heard Pants Feet? You need to look up
you
Pants
really
Feet
do.
On YouTube.
It's the love
best
pants.
Nickelback song over here in your mind.
I love
like, straight up,
feet.
It's amazing.
It's a pretty good one.
Pants Feet.
Actually, there's a lot of good ones. What's his... DJ Cumberbun?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's his name.
He has a
it's
lot
worth
of good
a
Google. Yeah, look up his YouTube channel.
He just
there's
does
like
a bunch of... He does a bunch of just mashups of different songs and just...
But he's a genius.
What's
he,
the,
he does it
what,
so well.
What did he do with the Wasn't Me cover? Oh, Drops of Jupiter.
Oh, yeah.
He, like, mixed Drops of Jupiter by Train and Shaggy's Wasn't Me. It's beautiful.
All
right. I don't know why, but in every single mashup that he has to include Macho Man Randy Savage.
For some reason. It's awesome. Brother. That's not Randy Savage, but...
It's Savage or Slim.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you something, Mean Gene.
Yeah.
He's got Let that. Me tell you something, Mean Gene.
I actually last Halloween I was Macho Man Randy Savage for and I practiced doing my impression for quite a while. So I was hosting a Halloween party at Firebird, and I went out and I tried to do a bunch of different Macho Man quotes, and I threw a bunch of Slim Jims out of people.
That's a fun place to be.
Yeah, it was
sorry, that was really loud, but my ice was all stuck together.
You scared us all.
It was a lot of fun.
What are those?
They're bacon cheddar hush.
Balls.
Hush balls. That was also my nickname back in high school.
There's potatoes in them.
Why do you not like potatoes?
I do. It's just not
it's
like...
It's like world's greatest fruit.
That's where I get all my protein from.
You're not going to eat them?
Those from... No, I'm going to eat them.
Oh.
But you got protein from something else.
Just going to tear them apart.
Yeah. From me.
You want one?
Peanut butter?
I got sour cream. Well, you can have
it. I got sour cream.
Why'd you say it? Sour cream. You put an emphasis on the word sour.
I got sour cream.
Got some sour cream.
I got sour cream, sweet cream, spicy cream, tangy cream, creamy cream.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So, anyway... I don't know how this happens.
Are you still gonna... Is that still an idea in the works, the cover album? Or
yes.
Yeah. We are working on it slowly.
Yeah?
Yeah, because it's more of just
like
a fun thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We all picked, like, three songs that we wanted to cover. And
sure. Yeah, I think... I mean, that's cool. I like all that kind of stuff. Like, it's just fun to hear people's different takes on songs stuff. And, like, you know, even a song you've heard 20 years or whatever, and you hear a different take on it, whatever... You guys make it your style, and
exactly.
So, yeah, I always think that's cool when bands can do some of that stuff. And people, I don't know, some people rip on covers or cover bands and all the different things. But I'm like, I don't know. As long as you're making it, doing something original to it, you know, whatever it might be, is like,
that's the thing.
That's what we plan on doing.
Yeah.
Really,
I just don't want to hear. You know, nobody really wants to hear the exact same. You know, note for note, the same song that's already been done. You know,
exactly.
It's like you're not going to be better than the original.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Just like.
We're not going to be The Cure or Britney Spears. We're going to be...
Yeah.
Fuck, what's our band name? The Cinema Story.
Green Tornado.
Yeah. Oh, we're also... me and Keith have started an electronic project.
Type.
1975 type
called
band
Green
called
Tornado.
Green Tornado.
Oh, yeah?
So you can watch for an album to drop.
Yeah, hopefully.
Sometime in the next...
Formerly known
months.
As the Dad Bods. But
yeah,
we
used to be called Dad Bods 2016.
But
then 2016 ended.
So we had a thing
we
soon,
didn't want to have to
so.
Keep replacing the number, so we just renamed it.
The band name expired.
There's a... Let me see if I can find it real quick. Speaking of... Otherwise I'll forget about it. But it's pretty funny.
Also, for any listeners, if you want to find out what a green tornado is, you can feel free to contact either of us personally on our Facebook.
Yes.
You can contact me via AOL or Carrier Pigeon.
MSN Messenger.
Yeah.
MSN Messenger.
Are we doing okay?
We are doing fantastical.
I could use a little more water. Oh, no more pancakes.
Another Coke?
Sure.
I could use some
water.
Could I
get a takeout thing for these?
$2? Yeah.
Thank you so much.
So do we need more waters over there also?
I would. Good, thank you.
Can I have a coffee?
Coffee? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I'll be right back up with those.
Thank you so much. Yeah, blah.
What is a green tornado, Brennan?
Well, since explicit language is allowed on this podcast, I will tell everybody. God, I think I forgot what a green tornado is.
Did you? I think we decided it was like a weed suppository.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It's when someone takes a rectal weed suppository.
Yes.
Okay.
But you gotta twist it as you're doing it.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
it's the tornado.
Otherwise, it won't go in.
Or else it's just a straight.
It's gotta be through an oil funnel, too. Because it fits perfectly.
I don't know if that's correct.
How else are you gonna get it in there snug?
I don't know.
You can't just raw dog it.
I'm like a Nerf gun. I drive that in there. Pull it in.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know about that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Some of these plates out of your way if we're finished.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
You're fine. I'll bring it to go back sober.
Thank you so much.
Anyway. Yeah, we gotta get that going.
Thank you. We do need to get that going. Trevor Bell's gonna join us for that.
It's just dads allowed only in the band.
Yes, only dads.
Yeah.
If you're not a dad, you're gone.
If you ain't dads, you ain't
there.
Too bad.
Yeah. You're not invited.
Yeah.
You're about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinberg.
Is it what? Will Ferrell?
That's what it sounds like.
Sounds like it. Thank you.
Here's your takeout box.
Your doggy box. Or doggy bags.
Oh, you're going to break your potatoes.
By your honor, I admit it, I didn't take no high class classes, but the proof is in the pudding. In my feet. You with me?
You lost me at the off-ramp.
It's not in the rearview mirror.
Okay, your honor. If you would just induce me for a minute so I can demonstrate my special gift.
Great, why don't you show her the white tornado?
Shut up!
Tell me to shut up. All right.
First, I gotta warm up with some freestyling.
Oh, no.
Dude, yes.
Here we go. All right. Everybody feel it? Okay, and one, two. Here comes the tornado! Your Honor, I am going to freestyle right now into the rough baby bumper. Here we go. Everybody say hey.
Okay, sir, how about this? The club is closing, sir.
Wait a minute, Judge, please. I
got
a killer groove.
I'm gonna change it.
Yeah, okay, that's our new band name, White Tornado.
That's pretty much the last of the bit.
How about a green white tornado?
The proof is in the pudding.
Every dance
moves.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's what I thought of. The White Tornado.
Yes. That was my nickname back in high school.
Well, again, check out the James Cameron and the front doors. Well, those two songs are available, streaming everywhere.
Yeah, like them and share them with your friends.
And then keep an eye out for the music video for James Cameron.
Get everything of ours. Tell your friends that we're an incredibly decent band, C-.
Right.
And we'll probably be playing, city near you, I guess.
If you live in St. Louis.
Well, that's after that sales pitch right there.
playing in a St.
Do
Louis near
you.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, restart.
Cut.
You leave that in there.
So, yeah, if we, I don't even know how I started it.
Let's do the Scooby-Doo ending.
I'd have done it if it wasn't for you meddling kids.
That's,
wouldn't have done it if it wasn't.
That's,
got away with it.
Yeah.
And then it's like, then you start.
I say what I just said again. Yes. Well, here's the thing. I forgot. Better.
But better this time.
Tell your friends.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, if you just get our CD at January 7th, pick up a CD, a sticker, tell your friends that we're incredibly decent C-minus band, and maybe we...
Nailed it.
You were so something. Close.
I know, but I never...
We'll just add this part in there, so just pick it up right there.
Yeah.
We can copy
it. Really don't. Don't
cut it. It's the magic of filmmaking.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh! Wait, so do I start over again?
No, you just say the last part after the
start
decent,
from decent
C-.
Band, because that's how
C-minus band. Will you say it in your Barack Obama voice, though?
No, I'm... I don't know. Okay.
Oh, don't. It'll make me sad because I miss
it. Let me set this...
Come back.
You watch that? Yeah. It was funny.
Before I finish, let me set this shit straight. I do not know why people think I do a great Barack Obama.
Oh, no one said you did a great one.
Yep. I really don't think...
I really don't think I do a good Barack Obama impersonation.
No, I said you did a good one. How loud was that? Your face was weird.
Don't worry, I'm just bleeding from my ears now.
Yeah.
Sorry, Shane. Sorry. But it's true.
It's definitely true.
Wait, Shane, I have a question.
Yeah.
So, paper beats rock. Does rock beat podcast and podcast beats paper?
What? That's a good question. Oh, my brain has been Kurt Cobain.
Hashtag Boyer 2020.
Hell Boyer, yeah, wow.
Boyer after 2020. Yeah, we're running for office.
He's not kidding.
Rock Paper Podcast is the backbone to this nation.
Yep. That is my bumper sticker. So,
if you vote for me, you can be the official Boyer Hafner podcast whenever we get elected.
You got a deal.
Okay.
So yeah, December 5th off Broadway, January 7th. Tell all your friends about this decent band coming to the Firebird Cinema Story release party.
Yes,
with all your friends
and their friends
and their friends and your parents.
Oh yeah,
and your grandma.
Come by for some popcorn, maybe some Purell, a Hello. You know, we'll probably get to know you well. Give you a $10 check and read you a bedtime story.
You
do your dishes too, right? and tuck you in.
Tuck you in.
We got each and every one of you people who come to our show. We will do each and every one of those things to you. Maybe more if you play your cards right.
Don't say that.
Okay, I'll take that back. Wait, I can't.
It's already out there in the universe.
The views of one Brennan Day do not represent.
Right. Yes, the views of Brennan Day do not necessarily represent the views of the entire band, and therefore they cannot be held liable for anything he says and or does.
No.
But the views of Andrew and Keith do represent the entire band. So, fuck Donald Trump.
Fuck Donald Trump. Hashtag Boyer after 2020.
Yeah.
That's the only platform we need to run on is just fuck Donald Trump.
Yeah, that's
like, we don't have to be running for president.
No.
If we have to run for school board, I'd be like, fuck Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Yep.
This is perfect.
Then he can't vote for us.
Why?
He's going to have to move.
You have to move to Farmington to vote for me for school board.
Oh, yeah. For school board.
I'll have to do the same thing.
The pool. Yeah, that's true. None of you guys live in Farmington. This is a moot cause.
We live close, so it's okay. I think I'll still count.
Yeah. I don't think it's still school board's worth it.
We can just give him a fake Farmington address, say we live there, and then we can vote for you, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that how it can work?
I mean, that's voter fraud, and then Donald Trump and Jeff Sessions will investigate.
I highly doubt they're going
to
investigate each and every voter's
you don't
address.
Understand how petty they are.
Really? Are they petty?
They are petty.
Are they Tom Petty right now?
Tom Petty. They might as well
be. Wish.
Because they're dead in the water. Hashtag Boyer after 20.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy.
All right. Well,
so I'm pretty sure that we're
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys. Hey, thanks.
Follow the Cinema Story all over your social media:
Instagram, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook,
thecinemastory.bandcamp.com.
Yes,
all of those things.
iTunes.
Yep.
Facebook.com/ The Cinema Story or Twitter.com/CinemaStoryRock.
Or you can...
That's it.
Slash? Okay, I mean, normally you just give the tag. Like, it's just cinemastoryrock.com. Sometimes I get on there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, Twitter is not really that relevant.
All I do is follow...
Do you want the password?
All I do is follow Chief Players on Twitter.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. All right. I'll see you guys soon.
All right.
Thanks. All right.
Thank you for having us, Shane.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.